Hall, Lucinda, Kokomo, Indiana, September 25th, 1874. Dear Lucinda, how very sad I was to have a letter from Asenath in regard to your sickness. Oh, may the Lord sustain you and relieve you of this affliction. When I went to Battle Creek, I had to labor hard. I was quite exhausted, and on my way to Ohio took cold, and although suffering with hoarseness, spoke three times at the camp meeting at Bowling Green, Ohio. Sunday, I spoke to about 2,000 people. This about used me up. I could not talk for a day or two, even in private conversation. But today, on the Indiana campground, I spoke, for the first time, this afternoon, in regard to the lack of unity. Oh, Lucinda, I can't write much. A strange oppression is upon me. We will have a special season of prayer for you. God will hear us pray. He will raise you up to still act a part in His work. You have been faithful and true, but you have not had an easy lot. May God sustain you in your sickness and put His everlasting arms beneath you, is my prayer. I have missed you so very much since we parted. I feared when we left you that you would be sick. I could not explain your symptoms, only that a slow fever was upon you. Just trust yourself in the hands of God without anxiety, without fear. God is the rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Our prayers will not be in vain. Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. God alone can bring up Lucinda. She has given herself to God. She is His property. He will not forget the sacrifice she has made for the Lord. He will work for her, and none can hinder. Only have faith. How I long to see you and make earnest intercessions for you. We are doing this where we are, far from you. But Jesus knows it all. He can hear from here and bless you there just as well. Brother and Sister Abby, I beg of you to cease all self-justification and humble your hearts before God. I am exceedingly troubled in regard to precious Lucinda. I do not feel that you are just right before God, and your prayers will surely be hindered unless you come into a different position than you have been in. Humble your hearts before the Lord. I know that you do not feel right, and the Spirit of God is grieved. The labors I had for you and the Health Institute were of the Lord. You were not misjudged or looked upon in the wrong light. I do not think I viewed your condition one whit stronger than the case deserved. But I think great spiritual blindness has been stealing over you, and your feelings have not been in harmony with the Spirit of God. You have not improved upon the light given. Your spirit has not been softening. But let your hearts break before Him. Let self die, Brother Abby. You need to be elevated in thoughts and in conversation in order to meet the mind of the Spirit of God. I have been faithful in telling you what the Spirit of God pressed me to say. I believe God has led me, and that I did not view things in any too strong light. This morning, Sabbath, we called in Brother Haskell and Elbert Lane, and engaged in prayer for our dear Lucinda. We felt that God did not turn away our prayer, but that His ears hearkened to our petition, and that He would raise up the dear child to soundness. We shall continue to hold fast the arm of God. I have faith in no other power, no other skill. It is put within me. No arm but the Lord's can bring help to Lucinda. If she is raised up, it will be by the prayer of faith. Jesus is our great deliverer. If we ask Him, He will hear us. We shall plead with God. I hope, dear Lucinda, will take hold on the promises herself and not let go. I hope she will have unwavering faith. We have closed a meeting which has lasted 3 hours. I spoke with great freedom to the people, then called them forward, and about 100 responded. Many were seeking the Lord for the first time. We had many very touching testimonies. There was great breaking of heart and melting before God. The Spirit of the Lord has wrought in power for us at the Ohio camp meeting and at this. One more camp meeting, and then our camp meeting season closes. Oh, that we might be in that humble, broken condition before God, that He could work with us and His blessing abide upon us. James is not with us. He is at Battle Creek, in great haste.